You're listening to Consider This, episode 73, for April 18th, 2014.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, welcome to the post-spring break edition of Consider This, a 10-minute or less commentary on the events of the day. I'm the rested and tanned Doug Payton, here to fill you in on some of the events that have gone on in the past couple of weeks and let you know what I think. To let me know what you think, call me at 267-CALL-CT0. The website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, has lots more ways to get me hearing what you're thinking. That's CT, as in colorfully tanned. The freedom of speech, both culturally and legally. That's coming up. Over on iTunes, Clark Danger left a 5-star review and some thoughts about my voice for radio. Thanks so much, Clark. I come by it naturally, as my dad, for a time back in the 1940s, was a radio DJ. I'll also add that I have a face for radio to match. If you'd like to get your name here, a review on iTunes will do just that, as well as bring the podcast more visibility. I'd really appreciate it. What is it they say about conservatives? They're haters, they're whatever, phobes. They're intolerant of people who are different than they are? Then what to make of this story? Over 5 years ago, some guy, we'll call him Bubba, gave $1,000 to a political cause. He gave his personal money, not on behalf of anyone else, a bit of free political speech in action. Fast forward to today, and Bubba was the target of a campaign to push him out of his job because someone found out about that contribution. Bubba gave in to the pressure and resigned. Now, if Bubba had given money to the Sierra Club to save the whales, or to Planned Parenthood to provide free abortions, and this had happened to him, the left in this country would be outraged. But because Bubba, whose real name is Brendan Eich, former CEO of Mozilla, because he gave to California's Proposition 8, the effort to keep marriage between one man and one woman, the otherwise First Amendment-loving left are mum, as well as being the ones who did the pushing. I have said it a number of times before, and I need to say it again. The progressive element in this country is all about constitutional rights, right up to the point when those rights are used against their pet political causes. Then the hate, intolerance, and phobias that they accuse others of quickly come to the surface. A clearer case of projection, accusing others of what you yourself harbor, is not easily found. And consider this. At the time of his donation, Brendan felt the same way about the issue as President Obama, Vice President Biden, and, as it turns out, 60% of California voters. 5 short years later, he's being punished for it by the real thought police. There are no allegations that he mistreated, maligned, or otherwise caused harm to any homosexuals in his company. One's views on this topic have no connection whatsoever with the business of Mozilla, most notably the Firefox web browser. This is completely, 100%, a thought crime. It's the progressive left that likes to proclaim that it is more tolerant, that it is more free-thinking, right up to the point where you disagree with them. Beyond that point, they want to dictate what you can and can't think, culturally, if not legally, and sometimes even legally. Just ask Hobby Lobby, or proprietors that don't wish to participate in same-sex weddings. No, you must toe the line of the tolerant free thinkers. Is anyone noticing the irony here, where mutual respect only works one way? If you like your beliefs, you can keep your beliefs to yourself. If you don't, you can't keep your job. I have a suggestion for a new law, and I'd like to run it by you. This podcast has a small voice in politics. It doesn't have that much influence, if any at all. It's just me and a microphone talking to you out there who feel it's worth listening to, even if you don't agree with me. I do appreciate all my listeners. However, I've noticed a rather huge imbalance, an unfairness in the scheme of things. There are huge radio networks out there with millions of listeners broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How in the world am I supposed to compete with that? Why should their ideas and opinions get more influence than mine? Extremely unfair, right? So, I propose that national news networks be limited to 10 minutes or less a day. Well, okay, they do have more equipment, talent, and money than I do, and they should be able to say perhaps a bit more than I do, the one person here. So let's be generous and make that 30 minutes or less. I mean, we want to level the playing field, right? The individual podcaster should be able to compete with the national network if we really want to stick up for the little guy and let everyone's voice be heard, right? What's that you say? The networks have invested in all that talent and equipment, so they should be allowed to say what they want with it? Well, then, I'd counter by saying that the CEOs running those networks, they didn't oversee that success from the beginning. They're simply the latest head honcho. And while they may have made a contribution to the company's success, they inherited most of it. I've built my success, such as it is, with my own personal hard work. So, does this sound rather silly to you that folks with bigger radio transmitters or newspaper subscriptions than I do should have a cap on how much influence they have? Well, tell you what, so do I. I find it silly as well. Which is why I find it odd how many on the left have both celebrated such caps and are upset that some of those caps were recently removed. The courts have said that political contributions are political speech, even though, while money talks, it does not do so literally. Of course, exotic dancing has been considered speech protected by the First Amendment, so the dictionary definition of speech is clearly not what we're talking about here. Just ask Brendan Eich. Campaign contributions are as much political speech as this podcast, and people with more means, be it more audio equipment, more pages in a magazine, or more cash, should not have their First Amendment protections infringed like that. But when the Supreme Court decided, in the recent McCutcheon case, that some of those limits should be removed, the liberals on the court were upset that this, quote, weakened America's democracy. Close quote. So, we should shut off those printing presses and broadcast antennas because America's democracy depends on it? Absolutely not. A couple of stories about free speech this time, one cultural and one legal. Let me know what you think about these things. How does anyone who believes in the freedoms this country purports to value consider this sort of thought crime prosecution and persecution a good thing? And when supporting a candidate with your money is considered by some to be weakening democracy, perhaps that democracy is indeed endangered, but not by who they think it is. Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. The website is considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, and it has more ways to get in touch, like Twitter @ctpodcasting, like the Facebook and Google Plus pages, like the SpeakPipe tab on the webpage where you can use your computer's microphone to record some feedback. So many ways to exercise your right to free speech. Use it now before someone decides that your opinion is not worth considering. Here on Consider This.